Welcome everybody, Shea number 839, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to talk about something which we spoke about in the past and add on to it. I know we did discuss it, but just to go a little bit further. So first and foremost, and Alan Simon Reish Ches, we'll get more into details. There's a halacha that if somebody drinks wine or grape juice, they make a bracha barapriya gafen. So whether Shabbos, not Shabbos, that's not the issue. But the halacha is with potter the drinks. In other words, the drinks that are in front of you at that time, one would not have to make a bracha on. It would be included in the barapriya gafen. And that goes also for the bracha before and the bracha after. In other words, if somebody makes the drinks that they drank, let's say I drink soda that's in front of me at the time that I make a barapriya gafen, right? So then that covers the drinks in front of me. And that, let's say, the soda. And that soda, I wouldn't need a bar nefasha, so it would be covered also by the al hagefen, valpriya gefen. Okay, just to read real quickly from the Sefer Shana Halachos, I'm not going to get into the whole Mishnah Berurah right now, but he says, and now Simon Reish Ches, Ois Yud Gimel, Kashem Sheba Bracha Rishona, just like the first Bracha, Sheba Bracha Rishona Yayin, Poita Kol Mine Mashkin, just like the first Bracha on wine or grape juice for that matter, will pater all the drinks that are in front of you. Kach Bebracha Achroina, also the after Bracha. Lachin Mshasa Yayin, if somebody drank wine, Vagam Mayim, they drank water, Oishar Mashkin, or some other type of drink, Afil Chashuv, I mean, even if it's a Chashuv, they could drink, in other words, not like water or whatever. The bracha of Al Hagefen would potter it, and one would not have to make a bar nefashos separately. So now, what about if the bracha, if the drinks were not in front of you? So then he brings down, just skipping down to the bottom again. Ois Yud Gimel and Simen Reish Ches Sefer Shana Halacha. Sarach Levarach Al Mashkin Vegamle Hayimashkin Lefanav B'Shas Bracha. Then one would have to make a bar nefashos V'Yesh Makilim. But there are those who are mekel, and then that side of Mishabura brings it down. If somebody had in mind a specific drink, I have in mind this soda, let's say, right? I make my bar priya gafen, I have in mind the soda, then that would also cover for that specific drink. Not all the drinks in the refrigerator, but that specific drink. Okay, so that's not really so much what I wanted to talk about, but what I wanted to say in reference to Kiddush, when one makes Kiddush. So now the question is, good, so fine, so the drink's in front of me on the table, everything very nice, I make Kiddush, or somebody else makes Kiddush, and I'm Yotze with their Kiddush, and the drink's in front of me, I don't have to make a extra bracha. The question was, how much does one have to drink? So we spoke about in the past, way back when, Bir Halacha talks about a Mole Lugmov, which is around 2 ounces. Others want to say even 1 ounce, Mole Lugmov, which is a cheekful. But I do want to mention that we did, I think we discussed in the past also, but I just want to make sure everybody has it straight, that there are poiskim who want to say even a mashehu. In other words, even let's say somebody makes kiddush for the whole shul, right? There's 20 people and we're all yaitzi with this person's kiddush, whatever, fine. So everybody takes a little tiny sip, right, from the kois. Because shel yayin from the wine, everybody takes a little tiny sip. So I didn't really have a mole lugmov. In other words, I was yaitzev kiddush and the drinks were in front of me. Fine, I don't have to make a bracha on those drinks. But I didn't drink a cheekful. I didn't drink 2 ounces, not even 1 ounce of the wine or the grape juice. I just had a sip. Right, what we call in a mashahu. It was just a sip. So there are poiskim, there are major poiskim who want to say, no, even a sip, even just a sip would be good enough. In other words, you don't have to, even though the Bir Halacha does talk about a Mole Lugmov, but the Evid, for sure, if somebody took at least a sip from the drink of wine, then that would also be good to cover the drinks. Now, if he took no drink at all, you know, but the Evid, for sure, not, somebody does not have to drink from the wine. I could be Yotze the Kiddush and not drink, but, in other words, the person made Kiddush must drink. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, like, whatever, there's 20 people there and whatever, some of the people didn't drink, so they could still be Yotze Kiddush, but in reference to being Yotze, in reference to covering the drinks in front of you, you have to drink something, and we say preferably a Mole Lugmov, that 2 ounces or even 1 ounce, but with the Evid, if somebody definitely drank a sip, it definitely would be good enough, and you would not have to make an extra drink on the drinks in front of you. Okay, so now, but the bottom line is the Sefer Eitz Halachos does bring down, he brings down those sheets also. He brings the Sefer Eitzalach, just to name a few, he brings down in Simen Reish Ches or Simen, Eitz Kuf Samach Beis on the bottom, Das Shulchan Aruch Harav, he brings from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Desagi Afilu Kisheshosa Rak Ma'at Min Hayayin, even one drinks only a little bit of the wine, brings from Shulchan Aruch Harav, Kach Kos Prima Godim, he brings this also from the Prima Godim, Derech Achaim, Kisheshosa Shulchan. So those are major Achroinim, obviously, who say even a small amount would be okay, but like I said, the Bir Halachi, like he brings down, not like I said, he brings a Bir Halacha, who brings from the Chayyadam, that a Mali Lugmav. So the bottom line is, be it as may, obviously if somebody only drinks a little bit, a sip, mashahu, the other drinks would not need a bracha, but if you want to cover all ground, so to say, want to cover all grounds, in other words, not to get into the whole machloikis, because obviously we see it is a machloikis, but somebody should either ask somebody else to have them in mind. Let's say somebody else is eating a piece of chocolate or a piece of whatever, or somebody else is drinking, making a shahakal, or they're eating something else whereby, eating or drinking something else whereby they will be making a shahakal. That's what he brings down. You should ask the other person, if possible, vimloi shasa mali lugmav, if somebody didn't drink a mali lugmav. In other words, if you drank a mali lugmav, you drank 2 ounces or even b'dieved 1 ounce, then for sure you covered pretty much all grounds, right? But if somebody just drank a sip, a little drop, so then we see it's a machleika. So if you want to get out of it, so it's a good thing to get out of it. So ask your friend who did not drink wine, right, when he makes the shahakal on his drinks, so if he didn't drink, this other guy next to you, let's say, brings down the says, oh, I'm reading from the Sefer HaShalachas in Nunvav, Simereshches. So if your friend next to you didn't drink any wine at all, so good, he's Yetzir Kiddush, but he can't pot, that doesn't pot to the wine, that doesn't pot to the other drink, so he'll have to make a shahakal, or the other guy's eating fish, or you're eating fish, you could eat fish, or you take a little sugar, you take a little candy, right? It doesn't, in other words, when you hear Kiddush, and even though you drink from the cup, it doesn't pot with the gefilte fish in front of you. You still have to make a shahakal on the gefilte fish in front of you. You still have to make a shahakal on the chocolate in front of you or something like that, or the sugar in front of you or anything else you're going to be eating. So when you do that, you make your shahakal v'yifter es ha-mashkin. That's how he brings it down. Ayivarech shahakal alayz etzukr v'yifter es ha-mashkin. Or you eat a piece of fish or whatever it is that you're eating, you make a shahakal on it, and you have in mind all the other drinks. Like this, you get out of the whole machlekes. But again, you know, I do want to stress that somebody did drink, the other guy, somebody made Kiddush, 20 people there, right? I only took a sip. It's still good enough whereby you would not have to make a shahakal on the other drinks. But you would have to make a shahakal on the other foods. So we want to make sure we have that straight. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, Merachah, Kol Tov.